3303 heading to Clackamas Community College. Hey, I had somebody on my bus who was in a wheelchair who was brought in by a security guard from a hospital and was told to get off at Rothy. I just let him off at Rothy. I just didn't have a good feeling about it, and I was wondering if you could do 15 minutes from now, give a welfare check just to make sure that he's getting to where he needs to go, because I'm just worried about leaving him in the sun.
Okay, so explain to me what's going on, why you have a bad feeling. Like, was he doing something? Was he not able to move? What was going on with that?
Well, the whole situation seems a little off. He should have had medical transport and not a public bus. And he seemed to be moving and going to where I guess he's going. But I just want to make sure. I just feel like it's pretty wrong of them to just leave him the way they did. It just feels off.
Yeah, no, I completely get that. Unfortunately, that happens more often than it should. So why do you think he needed medical transport? Did he feel like, did you get the sense there was a medical condition? Or, I mean, do you have any more information that, you know, I can pass on to somebody to check on him?
Not really. He did seem more awake as it progressed, but you can just do a drive-by. Just look to see if there's anybody in blue scrubs in a wheelchair still at Rothy on the southbound side. Just a drive-by. You don't even have to go talk to him. Just a drive-by just to cover our butts, because I just feel like something about it just seemed really off, and I don't know, I just don't want anybody passing away because we couldn't do more.
Yeah, no, I completely get it, and, you know, I'm just trying to get some more information to gauge, you know, who to call and how to check on this guy. So, I certainly appreciate your concern about it. We'll have somebody check on him, okay?
Thank you, much appreciated.